If welcome. First things first, you just come off the court with a cracking win over Gabriel Etchepong. Just how pleased are you with your performance in that?
Yeah, extremely pleased. The ball seemed to go back on the table a lot more than it usually does. So very pleased that it all worked today. Shame we weren't able to win the match. They still won 6-2. We had two good wins, but you need to get four to get a point in this. And so it's back to work tomorrow.
As you say, one fantastic win does very little in the whole larger perspective of this competition. It's a tough competition out there, as you well know, having played in the hall.
Yeah, it is very tough. The standard this year is extraordinary. The number ones, when they first went out on court, I believe, there were five overseas players out of the eight. And it is very strong. And that's an excellent thing, because the strength just pushes down the order as well, which makes every game really tough. And what we're coming here for is to play good table tennis. We all like to win, but we'd rather have good games than games that are easy.
You mentioned before we started this interview, you played in the very first British League, which is testament to your longevity more than anything else. But just tell us how different the British League was then compared to how it is now.
It had at the time very good sponsorship in the first year. I think it was 1982. We were called McLean's Maidenhead, and with an obvious sponsor there. And most of the other seven teams had commercial backing, and it was played home and away at your own venue. And we used to get a full hall to come and watch us play. All the local league players used to come, various other people that were interested in the game would come and watch, because it was local.
Looking at Kingfisher as a whole, how do you feel the weekend has gone for the team?
Certainly, we've had an eventful weekend because we started off in Newbury, and we hadn't gone 10 minutes before a car had crashed into the back of me. So that was relatively interesting.
Really? Was the whole team in the car as well?
Yeah, so the whole team were in the car, and so usual changing of addresses and insurance and a bit of a rest, and we all had slightly stiff necks for a bit of a thing, so it's no excuse for today. But of course, that and the atrocious traffic on a Friday night meant that the early part of the journey was exhausting, which meant we didn't get here until 11:30 last night, and I know some others had difficulty getting up here as well.
What's the goal for you in table tennis at this stage of your career?
I think I know my place, I think somebody said once, who was a bit shorter than the other two. And the position is I've had an excellent career playing table tennis. I still enjoy it immensely. I like to support the rest of the team. If I can win a few games as well, then it keeps me going, and I still thoroughly enjoy it. And so to keep getting some good wins, and keep playing, keep fit, and keep enjoying it.
Just tell us about some of your career highlights.
I think they were mainly about 30 years ago. I think there was an under-21 international, and I beat a chap called Andre Gruber. And Scandinavian Junior, I beat a chap called Eric Lind. So usually before they get too good. But Andre Gruber was good at the time. For some reason, he had a particular off day. And so I cherish that one the most.
I'm sure you've been very harsh to yourself there.
I don't know, possibly.
But of course, having done that, and you look at the younger players that are in this division now, and this is a perfect platform for them to go on and achieve the sort of accomplishments that you've gone on to achieve.
I think you're absolutely right, and it's good to see some juniors and younger players playing and fighting to get there. And it's almost like a graduation that they need to get through, people like me and some of the others at my level, and then they move on to the next sort of level, and it's excellent to see them here and grafting and not shaking their heads and looking at the floor, which all too many juniors do sometimes.
And you're not uncomfortable knowing that you've been there, you've probably been where they have been, and now you're the ones that they're eyeing up as, I've got to get past this guy to step up to that next level as such. You're happy with that?
No, I don't mind at all. I think there is only one junior I have played where I did play his granddad as well. I think there may be two generations that I've played, but there's only one good one that I played three generations.
And who was that?
Oh, Sean Marples and his granddad.
Okay. Right, okay. I think we'll finish.